Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan. Today's topic is the fear of launching something new. Have you ever felt that? If you're a blogger, an author, speaker, podcaster, someone who's launching something out to the world, a product, a service, and you want to get it in the hands of people and you're working on it behind the scenes, we all feel this, the fear of launching something new. Well, today I'm going to show you how to push past fear and step into your long-awaited dreams. You see, I still remember the pain in my stomach. It felt like it was just yesterday. Back in 2010, I was about to hit send on an email to my list of 500 subscribers. The email was announcing the opening of my very first online course. It was called Job Search Mastermind. It was designed to help people who were either looking for a new job or a better job find the help that they needed. So I created the course to help jobless or unhappy employees find new and meaningful work. Now, I felt optimistic about the content, but I still secretly wondered whether anyone would value it. And I would think about, thoughts that would run in my head would be things like, would a bunch of people purchase this only to turn around and ask for a refund? Was I really just wasting my time? Did I have enough talent and ability to create something others would desperately want? All those questions ran in my head. Secretly, I launched the course without even creating the whole thing. That shows you just how fearful I was of actually launching something new. You see, it was my secret escape plan in case no one wanted what I was creating. So what I did is I had an outline for a 16-week job search course, all online through videos, and I mapped it all out, but I only created videos for the first 2 weeks of training, and then I launched. You know what? I'm so glad I hit send on the email that day, because over the weekend, 15 people would purchase my $97 product. Now, you would have thought that I just won the lottery, and there was still one minor detail in the whole thing. I had 14 weeks of content to create, but it ended up being the best accountability plan that I could have ever designed for myself. See, if you want in on a little secret, let me tell you this. Even us full-timers still battle the fear of launching something new. You see, even though it was to a small audience back then of 500 subscribers, and it felt like the world to me, and it was everything, it felt like all my hopes and dreams were hinged on, could I do this? Would people want this? But today, as my business has grown, and as other full-timers, as their business grows, their email list grows, we still feel the same thing. We have the fear of launching something new. Have I remembered all the miscellaneous parts? Have I put everything together? And is there something I forgot? What if this wasn't good? Well, this can be better. All those things run through our mind. Other thoughts are, will I be able to top the success of my last launch? Maybe I just got lucky on the last time. Or there's still so much to be done, and I hate launching a product that's not perfect. You see, the difference, though, is that full-timers or pro bloggers are those that have been through a few launches, hear the fear, but they don't heed to it. You see, you silence fear when you move forward anyways. That's how you silence fear. And at the end of the day, I'd rather try and fail 1,000 times than to sit and wonder what might have been. I was recently exchanging an email with a fellow blogger that was about to launch his first online course. And here's what he sent to me in his email. Quote, "I told my wife last night that it'd be pretty funny if I worked for years on this course and tomorrow only 2 people signed up." End of quote. Do you sense what he's saying? It's the fear of launching something new. And here's my response to him back in an email form. Quote, "You'll get way more than that. Also, don't get discouraged if you don't get a ton of signups out of the gate. Polite persistence and being creative to keep it in front of people is key. People are busy. As you get closer to filling up spots, you'll need to send an email about how many spots are left. That urgency alone will drive up sales as well. Also, keep your heart in the right place. There are people out there who desperately need this information. This is life-changing info. Sometimes we spend so much time with it, we forget what it's like for someone brand new to learn it and benefit from it. It's like an oasis in a desert, or it's a kid walking into the candy store for the first time." End of quote. Do you notice what I said in his response? And it really made me think about it in a much deeper way. I told him my advice was to keep your heart in the right place. You see, it's easier said than done because logic often rules the day. And a lot of times your fear, your hesitation, or your feeling of lack comes from logic, from thinking too much in your head. You see, logic tells us that people would probably rather spend their money elsewhere. Logic tells us that our prices are too high. Logic tells other people can do this so much better than us. Logic shows us all the ways our product lacks. Now, while logic has its place, we must remember our hearts. Our heart wants us to see transformation in others. Our heart wants to see them become a success. Our heart knows that the material is life-changing. After all, for most of us, the material we teach was life-changing for us. Our heart seeks to truly make a difference in others. And at the end of the day, if you have something life-changing, it's your moral obligation to launch it, sell it, and promote it. Let me say that again. If you have something that's life-changing, it's your moral obligation to launch it, sell it, and promote it. So my encouragement for you today, if you're hesitating on launching, publishing something new, publishing a new book, launching a new course, launching a membership site, a new product, a service to your audience, my encouragement is to pull up that anchor of fear and set your sights on the high seas, because you were not created for the shore. And I want to leave you with just 2 words. Just launch. So if you've enjoyed today's podcast, we'd love to have you come visit us over at the blog at bloggingyourpassion.com. Also, just to let you know about some exciting events that are coming up, in October 9th through the 11th, I'm going to be hosting an in-person workshop. That's right. I am going to work with individuals, hopefully with you, at designing a plan to create 7 income streams in your business. In fact, the tagline for the event is the Amplify Workshop. 1 weekend, create 7 income streams. If you want to see what those 7 income streams are or what the plan is, I've got a video for you that I want you to check out. It's at amplifyworkshop.co. Again, that's amplifyworkshop.co. I want to help you take a single message and create a 12-month plan where you will design over 7 income streams in your business. Come join me, spend the weekend with me in Florida in October, and we will help to 10x your business to the next level over the next year. All right, until the next podcast, go out there and blog your passion.